You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Fraud Awareness Week, bringing to light the issue of scamming in Aotearoa and what the government can do about it. Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Andrew Bailey announced yesterday that the government is looking into addressing the issue with a coordinated response. This response will focus on improving relationships between industries and international partners. However, Consumer NZ says this may not be enough. Your regular Tuesday Wire host Castor spoke to Acting Head of Research and Advocacy at Consumer NZ, Jessica Walker, about scamming in general and what more can be done.
How big of an issue is scamming, digital scamming, in Aotearoa?
Scamming is it's huge. So the latest crime and victim survey from the Ministry of Justice reported that fraud and cybercrime was our number one crime, but it's also one that's least likely to be reported. And so these figures that we know being bandied around are that New Zealanders are losing about $200 million a year to scams. We think that's nowhere near the actual figure of losses, because so many people for a whole heap of reasons are not reporting the losses. So it could be shame, it could be, or they think that they were foolish to buy a product perhaps that didn't exist, and so they just chalk it up to bad experience and think they won't make that same mistake again. So I think the actual figure is likely to be much higher. You might have seen a report that came out this morning from NetSafe, and that put the figure in the billions. So I'm not necessarily saying that that's the figure that we're using at Consumer New Zealand, but you know, it's huge. The figure is definitely somewhere between those.
Yeah, yeah. And then if we're thinking about the types of scams there, I mean, a lot of people will have this idea in their mind of like a phone call and taking money out of a bank account. Is that the sort of thing we're looking at, or have they evolved a bit?
So the way that we think about it here is if you use a mobile phone or social media or do shopping online, then these are all gateways for scammers to try and access you to extract your details or your money. And I mean, let's face it, that's everybody. So every single one of us right now is a walking, talking target. And so we're seeing, or we're hearing from people, that bank impersonations are really on the rise. We know that investment scams are a huge problem. We know that romance scams have been a problem for a while and continue to be a real problem. We're also hearing more and more from people who are purchasing products that are either absolutely not as they are described or don't exist at all. It's a real problem, and there's a whole remit of these kind of scams out there. And, you know, we talk about the fact that it wasn't so long ago we were told, look out for spelling errors, and if you see one, or from an email that doesn't look quite right, you know, you just hover over there and see if it is what it looks like in the email. Those tips don't really work anymore, because things have moved on so much. These scams are so sophisticated. And I mean, I'm a case in point myself. I go out and I talk to groups of people in the Wellington region about the scale of scamming problems and steps that you can take to try and protect yourself. And it was only after I was on my way home from one of these talks that I myself bought a product that doesn't exist. I think, you know, if I'm the one that's been giving advice to people and I still, you know, was suckered in by what looked like a really legitimate website.
And then if we're thinking about Fraud Awareness Week this week, what is Consumer New Zealand doing about that?
So we'll be putting more information out about our tips on steps that you can take to try and keep yourself safe. But I think it's really important to remember that actually, of course, we all have to take responsibility to keep ourselves safe. But these are sophisticated cyber criminals on the whole who are trying to extract our money and our details from us. So the responsibility can't just be on the New Zealander to keep themselves safe. We really need banks to step up. We need the social media platforms to do more. We need telcos to do more to keep us safe. And at the moment, I almost feel like a lot of us are just sitting ducks. And when we compare our situation to other jurisdictions, it feels like at the moment we're getting the rough end of a, you know, well, it's a pretty bad deal all round. And so today's announcements, I mean, it's great, and at Consumer New Zealand we're pretty happy with some of the things that have been announced, but I don't think we should all be rushing to congratulate people too much, because we're still so far behind, and it's an important time, you know, that this Awareness Week is a really good time to think about the kind of scams out there and how we could all fall victim. But by the same token, I think it's so important that that all the players in the ecosystem work together to keep us safe. We do regular surveying to try and get an idea of how many people are being scammed. And our most recent survey found that 12% of households had lost money to a scammer in the previous 12 months. Now, that's the highest figure that we've had in that over a year we've been tracking. So it's been sitting around 10% generally, so a jump to 12. You know, I think that's pretty significant, and it just goes to show that this risk is not going away.
And if you were in the government's position, I guess, what is Consumer NZ looking for in terms of future legislation there? What kinds of things would really benefit people in terms of dealing with scams?
So we've got a campaign at the moment. We're calling on the government to lead the charge in stamping out scams. So anybody that's interested could go to consumer.org.nz/scams, and you can see exactly what we're calling for. But there's three things really that we want to see. The first thing we want is for banks to reimburse scam victims. Now, obviously, if there's been gross negligence or somebody has contributed to a scam willfully, then we're not saying that banks should reimburse them. But the vast, vast, vast majority of people who are losing money to a scammer are pure victims. And so we think that it's not fair that they are carrying the can for that. We know in the UK that the rules have changed there, so that scam victims most of the time will be reimbursed up to a limit, but that limit is really, really generous to be enough to compensate most scam victims. We also want an anti-scam framework that sets out really clear roles and responsibilities on all these different players, so social media platforms, telcos, banks, so that they know exactly what's expected of them, so that they do more to keep people safe, so that they are acting to prevent and detect scams. And so that where they fail, we think that they should face financial penalties. The other thing we're really pushed for, and that's something that's come out again today, is an anti-scam centre. So these are being led by the government in Singapore and Australia. And Australia's has been up and running for a year now, and they're seeing some really fantastic results. So their investment scams have dropped right off. Interestingly, they are seeing an increase in what they call the lower level fraud. So that would be, I guess, your phishing, so higher volumes of lower losses, but they're working to target those now. So we think these anti-scam centres are great initiatives to get the right people working together to keep us safe. And so that's something that we're really hoping will come off. So they're the three main things that we want. But really what we're calling for is fast action that's led by the government. So today's announcement about having a responsible minister, so Minister Bailey being the person put in charge of this, we think that's definitely a step in the right direction. We know that right now there is a hell of a lot of confusion about where to go if you're scammed. And we try to simplify it for our campaign page to make it really clear to people who they could go to and seek help from in the event that they're scammed. But even our team of experts couldn't understand it and make it, you know, condense that into something that's really easy to understand. So you think if somebody realizes that they've had their life savings taken from them, right now it would be so hard for them to know where to go. And I think that having one reporting mechanism, which is something else that's been talked about today, so having, if you like, a front door people can go to for help and support, that will make a huge difference to a lot of people. And we'd really like to see that things happen quickly. Sadly, to this point, nothing has happened particularly quickly, apart from scammers getting more sophisticated and scam losses increasing.
Yeah. And then lastly, I guess, where can people go if they're being affected by a scam or if they know someone who's been affected by a scam?
The first thing you should do is contact your bank, because the sooner you act, the more likely they are to be able to get some of your money back. And that's not to say there's a guarantee that that would happen, that they would be able to reimburse you, but the sooner you act, the better. If you don't feel like you're getting good feedback or help from your bank, push harder, ask to speak to somebody else. We've spoken to a few victims who feel that they have just been overlooked by their bank or dismissed, and that's not okay. Banks have got responsibilities to execute their services with reasonable care and skill. So, you know, don't be afraid to push harder to speak to somebody who can help you. But the other thing I'd really like anybody listening to take away is there's so much shame wrapped up in being a scam victim, and really there shouldn't be. We don't blame victims of other crimes. And it's really, it plays into the scammers' hands, really, the fact that people don't report the scams, that there is such shame, that they harbour the losses, that they don't reach out for help and support. And the psychological impact of this is vast. So we'd really, really at Consumer encourage people to reach out and ask for support, because it is out there. But right now, we don't think enough people are accessing it.
That was Acting Head of Research and Advocacy at Consumer NZ, Jessica Walker, speaking about scamming in Aotearoa. You can find more information about how to deal with scams at Consumer NZ's Scams and How to Avoid Them page, which will also be linked in this interview's podcast on the 95BFM website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.